From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named three key members of his national security team. In a statement released Friday, Trump said he would nominate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Sessions is a staunch conservative and a Trump supporter. He has made some tough and sometimes controversial comments on immigration, but his sentiments largely mirrored Trump's on the campaign trail. Retired Army Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was tapped to be the National Security Advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. Former CIA and National Security Agency head General Michael Hayden says that Flynn will be tested in the new job.
And so I think this job is going to extend him. It's going to demand that he up his game to be more broadly strategic than just tactical.
The president-elect also announced that he would nominate Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the increased security and police presence around the Trump Tower in Manhattan will continue until the president-elect's inauguration January 20th. At a news conference with New York Police Department and Secret Service officials on Friday, de Blasio said New York is considering asking for federal help to cover the cost.
We are particularly concerned about overtime costs, and we think it's a very valid situation to turn to the federal government for the maximum possible reimbursement for those costs. Again, a situation that this city has never been faced with before.
The mayor said security will be reassessed after the inauguration if Trump decides to split time between the White House and the Trump Tower. This is